Welcome to the Direct Sellers Podcast, the podcast for direct sellers who are ready to get uncomfortable, build their business, and grow a team while changing the face of the direct sales industry. I'm your host, Rachel Perry. Join me as we get real and talk about all the things you need to kick some serious direct sales booty. From overcoming limiting beliefs to sharing the exact strategies you need to attract the right people who become customers and beg to join your team. I've got you covered, girl. I'm going to be your new BFF when it comes to balancing life and kids while building your direct sales business with poise, peace of mind, and of course, a good set of fake eyelashes. Let's get started. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Direct Sellers Podcast. I'm Rachel Perry, your host, and I am feeling lucky today. It is my birthday. Yeah, it's my birthday. And I am recording a podcast. I had tried to do it yesterday so that I didn't have to work on my birthday, and I didn't get to it. So here we are. I'm doing it now. That's what it's all about, is staying consistent, even when you don't want to. You know what I'm saying? And as I hit record, I was like, oh, wait, I never decided on the topic. So I had to stop, pause, and then just start again. Because you know what? I was so determined to get this done and connect with you guys that I hadn't done planning. I don't know if you're a planner. I certainly am trying to be a better planner, because I am finding that when I don't plan, that's when everything just seems so much more out of control. And as someone who most likely has ADHD, it's even harder. My son just texted me earlier today and was like, Mom, I'm so overwhelmed. I have so much to do. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. I have all this work. I don't know where to start. I'm staying after school. Pick me up. He commanded me to pick him up. I was like, that's not how you talk to me. We're going to have to talk about that later. But anyway, so I said, you got to start with the most important thing first. Like, let's plan it out. And he also has ADHD and executive functioning disorder. They go hand in hand. And so it was hard for him to look ahead and be like, okay, which part am I going to do first? Which part am I going to do second? Which part am I going to do third? Right. And it is the same for me. And I found that planning definitely makes a difference. So in case you're not a planner, in case you needed someone to tell you that, which I highly doubt you did, planning helps you stay consistent too. Now, I have to tell you something that I learned this week. These are just some things that are working for me and my business, and I thought that I would share them with you. Now, we know that, you know, at the time of this recording, whenever you're listening to this, these strategies may not work. It's today's March 14th, 2024. Take everything, like if you're listening to this later, just know that it might not be as relevant now. But as of today, this is what's working that I'm seeing work. And it's not just for me. So I've gone back to Facebook a little bit more, but I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what I found is working on Instagram. So the first thing is, this is what worked for me. I decided to it wasn't even a planned hiatus from social media, but I did. And I only used social media. I only went and hung out with the girls in my 3 to 5K program and the No Pressure Direct Seller Ladies, which are my two programs right now. But that is it. I did not go and post anything. You know what? That's a lie. I did do some stories and I did scroll on Instagram. I really kind of wish that I had taken Instagram off my phone, to be totally honest, because I think it would have been an even better hiatus. But what had happened is I was just feeling really burnt out. I was feeling uninspired. I was feeling like I had nothing to share, which is not true. We tell ourselves these things. We tell ourselves, I don't have anything to share. I don't know what to say. But that's just because we're overwhelmed. We're not inspired. We don't know where to start. Because you know who your ideal customer is. If you don't know who your ideal customer is, take some time to do some research. Ask questions to your current customers. Figure out who are you speaking to? What are their problems? If you're just starting in direct sales, start thinking about who you were before you joined this business, before you started your business? Who were you? What did you struggle with? What stage of life are you in? That's most likely who your ideal customer is. Now, they evolve. Your ideal customer evolves the longer you're in this business. So, you know, make sure you guys that you know who your ideal customer is, because when you know that, you just have so much content that you can create because you're solving problems. And y'all, I have been in this industry for 18 years. 18 years. I know who I'm talking to. I know what the issues are. I have not changed who I serve. I mean, I really haven't. So I know what I'm doing, but yet I could tell myself, convince myself left and right. And please excuse the chiming. That was not great timing on my part. But I really convinced myself every time that I tried to go to post that I had nothing to, I didn't know what to share, which was stupid. But very, very understandable, very real. We've all been there, right? So I'm a part of a coaching program myself. I think it's really important as a coach to be also a coachee. Like, so I need to be coached as well. And this group, a girl in the group was like, hey, remixes on Instagram are working so well for me. And if you don't know what a remix is, if you see something like a reel on Instagram, you can hit, there's often an option to remix it. So it's like a meme or like a clip from a movie. And if you've seen some of these, a clip from a movie, a clip from a show where they say something funny, and then you write something on top that's like me coming home from work, right? Or something silly like that. So this girl, she was telling us that it was just working amazingly well. And it was taking a little amount of time for her. Her things were going viral. Her reels were going viral. So I thought, okay, I'm going to look into this because I'm funny. I like to make people laugh. Like, let's see what I can do with this. And I've done them before. I had done them before, but I was like, listen, I'm going to try another one. So I shared a clip from Schitt's Creek, the show Schitt's Creek. And it was where they were like, you've been hanging around a little bit too long. And it's not a good thing, but it's not a bad thing. Okay, I did that. And you can go look on my Instagram if you don't know what I'm talking about. And I said, let's get real about Facebook parties. Okay, I got so many views. Like the last time I looked, and keep in mind, I had been getting hundreds of views. There was a time when I was getting thousands of views, but that stopped. That changed when things went weird. So after a month, I came back, I posted this, and I got thousands of views. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So then the next day I posted another one with a different meme, different remix. It got like 6,000 views. And I was like, oh, cool. Next one I shared, 24,000 views. So that's viral for me. Guess how many followers I got from that viral reel, or even the reels that I'm, you know, are getting in front of more people? Zero. Zero. Yeah, zero. In fact, I probably lost some. Now, I don't think that's because of the reels. I mean, I'm always losing people, right? Like, that's just the nature of it. But you guys, zero. So, however, I will say this. I did get a couple of people who commented and I started conversations with them. My point is, I spent very, very little time on this content, and it got in front of a lot of people and it made people laugh. And it's okay that I didn't get any more followers because I'm being consistent. I'm showing up. My captions, there's teaching in those captions. I'm making people laugh. But the most important thing is, you guys, I'm not spending a lot of time on this content. So even if I get 20 new followers from one of these, that's worth it. Listen, if I get a comment, it's worth it. I don't care. I really am so detached from the outcome of this content. I'm so detached. Like, I literally will post and walk away. I don't usually think, oh, I wonder how it did, because it just, I've never been like that. But I think it's really positive to be like that, because when you're not attached to the outcome, you can show up better. So I'm sharing this with you because I think you should try it. Try doing a remix. See if it makes a difference. See if you get more views. But it will give you kind of a little bit of a push, a little bit. But also, it's something fun and easy to try. Okay? So think about who your ideal customer is. And think if there is a reel, or not a reel, like a clip from a movie. Scroll through Instagram. See if there's anything that makes you laugh. And see if you can say something funny about what your ideal customer struggles with. And listen, if your ideal customer are like moms, you have so much to do, right? There's so much there. But if you're not sure what I'm talking about, go to my Instagram at Rachel A. Perry just to see what I'm talking about. But the remixes for sure are a hit right now, right now. Next week, they might not be. Next week, reach might be totally down on Instagram, and that's okay. Now, Facebook, I don't get as much of a, like, I haven't been getting that push like I do on Instagram, which is so interesting to me because they're both like Meta, but it is what it is. It's just different. So that's also something I'm trying out. I'm trying out putting the same reels on both. I'm doing them on YouTube as well. And it's just interesting to see what is happening. So this is something that I am teaching my students, and I teach this all the time, is I want you to be a scientist. I want you to be, or a detective, or like, I want you to try new things and try to not be attached to the outcome. The most important thing is that you're consistent, and whatever that consistency piece means for you. Maybe it's 3 times a week that you're sharing content. Maybe it's 2 times a week, whatever it is, that you're consistent and that you are doing something. And listen, I just got over having kind of a big, long conversation with my email list about how important it is not to rely on social media. So I need you to understand, like, when I say social media, I don't mean that this is the be all and end all of your business. If you're only focusing on social media in your business, that can become very stressful, because if you don't get views, like, everything is riding on this, but you can't control it, right? So you should have different ways to connect with your customer. And email is one of them, and text is another one. But please, side note, with the text, please do not send like emails via text, because that's so annoying. Nobody wants to read an email on a text. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't send long texts. But anyway, so I'm going to encourage you to try different things and be willing to make mistakes, because that's how we learn. And also, I think something that I would really like to focus on right now is, if you feel uninspired or you feel like you are trying to go against the current and things just aren't flowing for you, take a step back. I didn't intentionally take a step back from social media, but I just didn't feel inspired. And I had a really hard time posting. It was literally like pulling teeth for me. And when I allowed myself to not worry about it, when I was like, you know what? It's okay. Like, just step back. Don't feel the pressure. Instantly, I felt more at peace. And then I got re-inspired. So I really am going to encourage you just to listen to your gut, listen to how you're feeling. And I'm not saying to stop working your business, obviously, but I am saying, listen to yourself. Like, what doesn't feel, are you in a flow state right now? Like, where everything feels good? Not, it could still be challenging, but it feels good. Or are you like, I don't know what to do. I'm at a loss. If you're at the, I'm at a loss, I need you to take a step back. Okay. Let's go back to the basics. Who's your ideal customer? What does she struggle with? Why do you love to serve her? Like, what is it that lights you up about this? Let's get back to that. And then when you feel good, when you feel inspired, and you know what? I shouldn't say only post when you're inspired, but if you've reached this point where you're just like, I got nothing, you do need to step back and wait and give yourself that space. Okay. So I would really encourage you to be a scientist, like I said, try different things, get uncomfortable, see if something works. And if it doesn't work, that's okay. Find something else, like do the next thing. Okay. When these remixes stop working, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. I even at one point was like, I should probably do a reel with my face on it. And then I was like, nah, I'm not going to do that. And then I got inspired to do something funny. And then I was like, I don't know if this is going to fly. I don't know if anyone's going to do this. I pretended I was a direct seller at Target. I did like a little skit, a comedic skit, if you will, for a reel. I was pretending I was at Target. I also was like, I don't know, this could totally bomb. I showed my husband. I was like, do you think I should post this? And he was like, I don't know. Maybe just try it. So that was not, you know, an encouragement, but I did it. I did it anyway. I thought it could either bomb or it could not bomb. It didn't bomb. Okay. And I was like, all right, maybe I'll do another one like this. But sometimes we just have to try different things, even if we're not positive that we're going to get good results. Because if we don't, then we know that it doesn't work and we'll try something else. Okay. So that's what's working for me. And I just kind of wanted to share it with you and challenge you to try new things and to just listen to yourself and recognize if and when you need to take a step back, you do that. But also, just a side note, I took a step away from social media, but I'm also still serving my audience through email and through the podcast. So it wasn't like I had disappeared. I was still serving. I was still adding value weekly. It was just that social media I needed to take a break from. So if you decide to do that too, take a break, make sure that you're still serving your audience in another way. And if you only have, you know, you're only paying attention on social media and you're like, I know that I need to start working on my email and I need a step-by-step program. Girl, I got you. Just message me email. You can either just message me on Instagram at Rachel A. Perry, type the word email, DM me the word email, and I will send you a special link that will take you to a special deal on my email success formula. So you guys, listen, have an incredible day. Have an incredible week. Thank you for being here on my birthday, and I will talk with you later. That's it for this episode of the Direct Sellers Podcast, but our fun doesn't have to end now. You'll catch me hanging out over on Instagram between episodes, and I'd love for you to join me. So hop into my DMs. I promise you're not getting any hey girl messages, and I promise I'm not going to be asking you to weirdly buy anything. Send me the message podcast so I can send you my free 90-day action planner, because who doesn't love a good template?